Well, hello and welcome. Welcome to the Further Faster with Joseph McClendon III. And of course, I am Joseph McClendon III, and I'll be your host, your guide, and maybe even your mentor on this journey into doing exactly what the name implies, and that is assisting you and your loved ones in going further, faster towards your dreams, goals, and desires, or what we refer to around here, becoming more wealthy. And remember, around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And today, you're going to be especially glad you tuned in and are listening to this. And you're going to even be more happy when you do what I suggest for you to do, because it is definitely going to make a huge difference in your life going forward. And so the question I'm going to ask first is, and this is not a rhetorical question, but today we're going to be talking about the stages of life and the cycles that you're in. And so the question is, what cycle are you in this stage of your life? And we're going to be going over what that means, what to do about it, and how to hedge your bet so that you can capitalize on what's going on now and turn up in the future, because it is coming way ahead of the game. So grab a pad and paper, and I will be right back with you, and I'll see you at the top. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Further Faster with Joseph McClendon. And as we get started, I want to make sure that you got a pad and paper, something you can take some notes, because I am definitely going to give you something to do so that you can produce a result of the subject that we're talking about now. Because as usual, this isn't about me just running my pie hole and giving you information. I want you to be able to do something so that you do what we talk about and what the name of the show is, Go Further Faster. Now, normally I would say be objective about this, and I want you to be objective about this and don't take it so much personal. But today I'm saying take this personal, because this is about you. And so the question I asked earlier is, where are you in this cycle of this stage of your life? And I want you to think about that, because does that draw confusion to you right now? What is a cycle? What's this stage and all those things? Because it probably does. For most people, it does. So I'm going to start off by saying this, that I am going to break down what the differences is between a cycle and a stage and all those things and what to do about it. But I want you to consider this. Number one, I'm never going to use myself as some shining example of the way that things should be. And I do use myself as an example of what is possible. Because of where I've been, some of you know that I was at once homeless in my life, and my life got turned around by something somebody did for me, which is kind of like what I'm doing here, which was they shared with me some information, but I did something with the information. And so the only thing that I always ask is that if this is of value to you, then you take it out and you share it with other people as well and make a difference in their lives. And so the other thing I want you to know is I didn't make this stuff up. I've had some, and still do have some, amazing mentors, teachers, and coaches in my life, unbelievably successful people. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, most people don't have the opportunity to be in the vicinity of these people and be coached and mentored by these people. And I've had that privilege through time. So a lot of what I'm going to share with you are some of their experiences and some of the things that they taught me as well. And at the very least, I've taken it and added the neuro encoding edge to it and kind of made it my own. And I gave it my own experiences to it as well. So again, hopefully you can glean from this. And so let's talk about this. Let's talk about, first off, the difference between stages and cycles. And they're always, we've all heard this saying before, and that is history repeats itself. Well, yes, it does in cycles, but it doesn't always repeat itself in stages. A cycle, just by virtue of what it, the name itself, is something that will repeat, something that comes around again, circular, cyclically, it'll come back around. And the biggest example of that is that the seasons of this planet that we're on, those are in a cycle. And there are sometimes, well, the seasons are always predictable, but what with climate change and things like that, that might not always be the case coming up. However, there's always going to be winter, and there's always going to be followed by summer, by spring, and then followed by summer, and then fall. And guess what? It's going to be winter again. Those are cycles. And we can bank on that happening. Not all, and you say, you look at the cycles of a woman. A woman is going to go every 28 days, she's going to go through her menstrual cycle. And for the most part, we can bank on that happening. And so many things in our lives go on that way. And so the same with, and I'm going to dabble with this just for a second, and then I'm going to come back out. The same with what goes on economically, what goes on with our bodies, what goes on, like I said, financially, our happiness, all of those things, they're in cycles, believe it or not. And if you have a little age on you, I say anybody older than 20 years old has probably started to notice different cycles outside of just the weather and outside of just the seasons. And I'll give you an example. I'm doing it right now. If you're watching me on video, you'll be able to see this. If not, I'll explain it to you. I'll start off by saying this. My son came to me the other day and he took a look at the pants that I was wearing. He goes, "Hey, those are great pants, Dad." And he goes, "Those are really new pants. I'm proud of you." And he goes, "Those are what we call tech wear." And I looked at him and I tried not to sound like the wise old sage. You know, I walked 20 miles uphill both ways to school kind of thing. But I'm going to show you these pants if you can see them right now. If you can see them, and if you can't see them, they are nylon pants with a bunch of pockets and zippers. Well, back in the 80s, they were called cargo pants. Cargo pants. And they're the same thing. So this is cyclical. This comes back around. By the way, they came around another time as well in the early 2000s as well. And here they are again. So lots of things cycle. And not everything, as I said before, is going to be, you can count on it like clockwork. But I will say this, if you take a look at the cycles, you can start to see that, yeah, some of it is like clockwork within X amount of years or times. And the examples, again, my outcome is always to help you become wealthier, healthier, happier, and more financially abundant. If you look at your finances, if you look at the financial world right now, this is not the first time that we've been in a recession. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, we're August the 17th, 2020. And we are in a recession here in the United States and all over the world. There's economic stress going on and there's challenges going on. Well, this is not the first time. At my age, I've witnessed this 5 times. Now, the first time, I didn't know what to do about it. The second time, I recognized it. And again, because I had mentors and teachers and I knew what to do about it and I capitalized on it, which, by the way, if I didn't make this clear in the very beginning, and that's why I'm having this conversation with you now, because this conversation now is pertinent to these times and what to do about it so that you can capitalize. And because I was able to capitalize back then in the 80s, if you will, I still benefit from what I did back there. I'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. So again, they're not always by the book and by clockwork, and we can depend on them happening at a specific time, but we can depend on them happening. And rest assured that this economic challenge, I'm just using economics right now as an example, but this challenge and this cycle that we're going through right now will repeat itself again. And there are so many things. So I want you to look at it like this. If you think about it, these cycles that are going on in your life, in your own life, have you recognized, oh, this has happened before. Oh, I've done this before, because we have our own personal cycles as well. And so if you're able to ask that question, if you're able to step back, which is going to be part of our homework, by the way, step back and take a look at where am I right now? And when has this happened before? Because I promise you, when you start to take a look at it that way, you will recognize that, yes, it has happened before. And good news, bad news, it will happen again. And when you start being aware of that, then you can start doing something about it. So that's a cycle. And so think about all of the cycles that are going on in our lives and all of those areas all around us right now. Most people, by the way, most people on the planet are living in fear. And they're living in fear about, wow, I wonder when this is going to end, or I wonder if this is the end. I wonder what bad thing is going to happen. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do. I'm just saying don't spend a lot of time there. One other thing, cyclical, that I'll talk about. We are right now at this date in time right now. 2 years ago, we were in a cycle that happened and continues to happen over and over again, and that is health crisis. And that was, of course, I'm talking about the big COVID when it happened. And when you think about it, most of us think, well, this has happened before. I've been hearing the words that this is unprecedented. No, it's not. In 1918, there was the Spanish flu. And then after that, and just so you think of, just so you know, about every 6 or 7 years, there's some sort of health crisis, something that comes along that threatens really the whole planet. There was Ebola, there was the swine flu, there was, you know, the list goes on and on. And I'm just talking about in my lifetime. But in case you don't remember, in case you don't know this, in 1918, there was a Spanish flu and it killed millions and millions of people. And when it happened, the same types of things. People were saying this is the end of the world. People were saying that this is something that it's a scourge. There's no cure for. We don't know what to do. And the same things happened. People sequestered themselves. People wore masks, did everything they can back in those days. Well, guess what? That has passed. And in between there, there's been more and more. And this pandemic that we just experienced back in the day, 2 years ago, I remember doing a news show. Because I sometimes get called in as being kind of the resident psychologist to talk about issues that are going on and how people should handle them psychologically. And the host asked me, well, what should we be doing right now? And you know, all these things are going on right now. How should we feel? And my answer was, and I say this to you now along these lines that we're talking about right now with your cycles and your stages, 2 years from now. Now, I didn't have a magic crystal ball. However, I did know that this too shall pass. But my comment was, 2 years from now, you're going to be asking one of two questions. The first question might be, what do I wish I would have done during that time? Because had I have done those things, my life would be prosperous now. And my life, I'd be thriving right now. My life would be better. This is 2 years from now, which it is now, okay? The other question that you might be asking is, what am I glad that I did? Because I did those things, right now, my life is prosperous and I'm thriving. And I say that to thee right now. That's the question you want to ask yourself. You always want to ask yourself the latter question. What am I glad that I did? You know, take yourself out into the future. What am I glad that I did? And do it now. Because having this information that I'm about to share with you, you can all but predict the future with a certain amount of accuracy. I know that sounds flamboyant and bold statement, but it's absolutely true. And again, I use myself as an example of what is possible because I learned to do that as well. So a cycle is something that repeats. A cycle is going to come back around again. A cycle is not always dependable on saying it's going to happen on this exact time, and it is going to happen. And sometimes those shift as well. And that's a cycle. But what is a stage? A stage is not the opposite, but sort of the opposite, and that is this. A stage is not going to repeat. Something goes through a stage, and that's it. It moves forward or it moves backwards. Either way, it's going to move from that point. It moves forward or it moves backwards. Either way, it's going to move from that point. And the most obvious example that I can use, and this is the one that I want you to think about, because part of my question to you was, what stage, what cycle are you in? And in this stage of your life, and life stages, every living thing goes through stages. Human beings, there's gestation. First there's conception, and then there's gestation. And then there is infancy. And then there's childhood. And then there's adolescence. And then there's young adult. And then there's adult. And then there's middle age. And then there's elderly. And then, of course, after that, the stages are over. You take a dirt nap. You move on to whatever stage is in the great beyond. Now, those stages, whatever you're in, to my knowledge, at this stage in life on this planet, I don't believe that there's ever been anybody that's been able to go backwards and reverse those stages. Now, having said that, two things I want you to be aware of. Can you alter the effects of those stages? The answer is yes. Once you get born, the cycles that you do, meaning how you eat, how you move your body, the things that you think, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food that you eat, all of those things, you're going to do all of those things in a cycle. And how you do those things will determine the effects of this, how quickly or slowly those stages go through. And I believe it was the last podcast we did. I use myself as this example. I'm older than dirt. I'll be 69 years old here in just the next few months. And, you know, I don't feel it. I don't look it. I don't act it, obviously. And all of that is because of the cycles that I learned a long time ago to go through and have a little bit of discipline about doing those things. I'm certainly not slowing down the aging process. I am and have, however, altered the effects of those things. Yeah, I got gray hair. I've got, you know, different things, different wrinkles on my face and everything. However, not as much as it would have been had I not paid attention to what I'm talking about here today. And so those stages that we're going through are inevitable. They're going to happen. And as they happen, what you do during those stages will determine the outcome of that. Now, remember what I said. Those stages either go forward or they go backwards. There comes a point that the stages become diminishing. Said differently, when you are going through your gestation and your infancy and your childhood, all the way up to middle age, which is the reason they call it middle age, it's done correctly, by the way. It's stages that are taking you forward in life with regard to your body growing, with regard to your body maturing, with regard to lots of things happening that are going to be inevitable anyway. Once you get past a certain stage, there is going to be some diminishing going on. The aging process is going to set in, and we're going to not have like a man's body. Like, for example, and by the way, I didn't say this. There are cycles within stages. I did say that. There are cycles within stages, and what you do during those cycles and how you utilize those stages or those cycles will determine what happens going forward. I used earlier a woman's menstrual cycle. Well, she goes in stages, and so do men, by the way. Not, we don't go through the menstrual cycles, obviously, but we go through stages as well. Once a woman reaches a certain stage in her life, mid-40s, late-40s, depending on the woman, she stops her regular menstrual cycle, and she starts to go into something called a cycle called menopause. And that is a whole different cycle. There are stages that she's going to go through as well. So that stage that she's in life pre-menopause, that she works up to that place. And then from there, it's going to go a different direction. Now, can she alter the effects of menopause? The answer is yes. We see it all over the place. There's modern medicine that helps. There's exercise that helps. There's nutrition that's helped. There's lots of things that make a difference in that person's life. Same with the man. We go to a certain extent, a certain stage in our lives, and our bodies stop producing as much testosterone, and our bodies start to change that way. And can we alter that? The answer is yes. There is, hormone replacement therapy. Yes, HRT, where you can take certain drugs and different things to add to it and slow down the effects of that. But the truth of the matter is the body is going through those stages. And there's also different holistic ways that we can deal with that as well. Obviously, the way that we eat, the way that we move our bodies, the way that we think and things like that. And you can make those differences in your way as well. And again, not using myself as some shining example of the way that things should be, but I'd use myself as an example of what's possible. I have my testosterone levels measured a little while ago. I will say this. I had several evaluations done just because I was curious. Now, again, I told you my age is I'm going to be 69 years old. And it's been about 6 months ago. I did I'm just going to call it an evaluation where they evaluate your physical condition as juxtaposed to your chronological age. And my physical age is 41 years old. 41 years old. My chronological age, obviously, is what it is. And so when I had my testosterone, I had all my levels tested. That's how they came up with it. My testosterone levels are that of a 41-year-old man, blah, 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 all of those things. I'm not saying that to brag or to boast. I'm just saying that what I said is because I have altered the cycles that I'm in. I know that I am in that era that might be called elderly by some people or in that older age where things might be turning downwards. And so instead of allowing that to happen, I thought ahead of time, what can I do during these cycles so that I can make those differences? And here's the beautiful part about it as far as with regard to how I'm able to help other people at the risk of sounding too altruistic is that I've been able to teach this to thousands and thousands and thousands of other people. I had a health retreat in Marbella, Spain, and one in Geneva, Switzerland, where I'd bring people in and they didn't get to eat. Except for what I gave them. They didn't get to move except for what I gave them. And I had experts and things like that. And do you know that lots of those people, their lives changed and still changed. I still hear from them to this day. The reason I share all of that with you is because whatever stage that you're in your life right now, it's important to take a look at the cycles that are going on in your life. In these three areas, you want to write them down. in your physical body. And that wasn't just call that your health, because remember, these are the wealth pillars, if you will, your health. What are the cycles that you would be aware of? I'll go over them here in a second. Secondly, your own happiness, your own mental, psychological, emotional well-being. Where are you? And then thirdly, obviously, your financial abundance. Where are you? Now, that's your first piece of homework. When you shut me off, remember, I always want to give you something that you can do so that you produce results. Okay. And so I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you your homework here in a moment. But here's what I want you to think in between time. I want you to think about this. Think about what I said before. First off, what stage are you in right now? And think about what have you done to get to this stage right now? Now, I'm going to be back in a couple moments. But in between this time, I want you to just think about that for a second. Because remember, the thought process is the rewiring process. Now, I practice, study something, and have the institute called the Neuroencoding Institute. And I show people how to utilize that, what we call neuroplasticity, how to mold and change our minds, our brains, how we think, so that because we think will determine how we feel, and what we feel is what we'll do as well. And so anything that I have you do, you don't have to understand everything, but if you do it, I shouldn't say, but if, I said, and if you do it, as you do it, you're going to start to get results. So I'll be right back with you, and I'm going to give you your assignment of what to do, where you are in your cycles, what to do so that you can go further faster. I'll be right back with you. Hey, you know, I get asked a lot of questions all the time, whether it's something, you know, online, whether social media or face-to-face. And the question I've been asked a lot lately is, Joseph, when are you going to do something live again? Because I haven't done anything live in some time. And my team and I sat down and thought about it. So we put together an event. I'm happy to announce to you that on October the 29th through the 30th, 2022, in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're doing a live event called the Further Faster Conference. And this conference is going to be centered around your finances, how to make more money, said differently. Now, obviously, we talk about wealthy, being healthy, happy, and financially abundant, but this one's going to be around that, because that is a subject that people should be talking about and doing something about right now. I'm going to bring some amazing guests, some of my mentors that are going to give you some of their wisdom as well as I'm going to teach you my signature methodology of putting $1 million in your pocket in 10 years or less. It'll blow you away. It is absolutely doable for everybody. So put that in your calendar, and more specifically, go to neuroencoding.com/FFC. It'll be in the description here. You'll be able to see it. Go there, get your questions answered. It's going to be a small, intimate event. So it's first come, first served. It will sell out. And I look forward to seeing you in there. And remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it. Fortune favors the bold. Boldly step up, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. Now, before we went on this little break, I asked you to think about where are you, what stage of life you're in. And I want you to write it down, because as I always say, what you write is what you invite. What you pay attention to, what you write down is what you'll pay attention to. And what you pay attention to is what you will respond to. And the challenge with most people is they keep pushing, kicking that can down the road. They never write stuff down. They never write down their goals. They never write down where they are and all those things. And the first step to making any change, the first step to going further faster, is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement where you are. I always say to people, we all have these great things called our cell phones, right? And on their cell phones, we've got a GPS, or you're in your car or whatever, you have a GPS. And there's two pieces of information that device needs in order to get you where you're going. The first piece is obviously, you know, the destination where you're going. If I say, you know, I live in Los Angeles, if I say I want to go to San Diego and I type that in there, I give it that piece of information. But guess what other piece of information it has to have? It has to have where I am right now in order for it to draw that straight line or to work out that route. Well, guess what? if people do know where they want to go or some semblance of where they go, what they rarely do is go, well, here's where I am right now. So that first question that I want you to answer is, what stage of life are you in right now? Now, obviously, most of us are going to be pretty accurate, but you think about this, you're obviously not an infant, you're obviously not in gestation right now, you're obviously not in the beginning of your life, if you're listening to me right now, but where are you? You know, are you a teenager? Are you a young adult? Are you an adolescent? Are you, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s? What stage of life you're in? Because when you determine what that is, that's your starting point. It doesn't matter. Now, by the way, I'm going to tell you now, a lot of people will go when they think about this, gosh, I wish I would have done that. There's no room for regret. Regret has no room in going forward. It's not a method of going further faster. There's nothing you can do about the past. We always say that it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You can never change what happened in the past. You can't go back to those stages, but you can change how you feel about them. And that's what we're going to be doing here today. And when you change how you feel, then guess what? You'll do things different. So let's say, just for argument's sake or for discussion's sake, you are, an adult. Maybe you're in your 40s, okay? You're in your early, your mid to late 30s or 40s, and you're an adult, okay? Wherever you are, remember this statement. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. So you can't plant that tree 20 years ago today, but you can start right now. And the great part about it is, I'm using this as a metaphor, but the great part about it is if you do plant a tree right now, you can do lots of different fertilizers and hydroponics and things like that and make that tree grow much faster than if you just throw it in dirt and hope for the best. I say that because that's why I'm here right now, further, faster. We call these things hacks and shortcuts and things like that. And I don't necessarily like those terms because they kind of imply that there is some sort of cheating or something going on. But I say to thee, if I gave you a shovel and said, I need you to dig this hole, and I'm going to give you $100,000 because I want you to dig this hole with and I'm going to put a pool in, and you got 2 days to dig this hole. Would you go, okay, I'm going to hit it with this shovel, or would you take that $100,000 or something and invest $5,000 to hire a guy with a backhoe to dig the hole? Is that cheating? No, that's going further, faster. And so that's why I look at things like this. And so number one, where are you right now? What stage are you in? Now, second question is, what are your regular cycles? Said differently, what are your rituals that you normally do? And I'm going to give you an example. You have an eating ritual. You have a sleeping ritual. You have a work ritual. You have all of these cycles that you go through that you do the same things over and over again. You know, a good friend of mine from years ago, Dr. Deepak Chopra, says that 80% of all the thoughts that people have every day are the same ones that they had yesterday. You're on a cycle. What do you think about all the time? Now, it might be a little bit of a lengthy exercise for you, but I want you to do it. Write down everything that you repeat. Now, I always encourage you to get a journal, like a leather-bound journal, something that this is your life. You know, in my library upstairs, I always show people, there's 100 journals there, and I got another probably 50 of them upstairs in my other library, because I always write things down. What you write is what you invite. So number one, what stage are you in? Number two, what cycles do you go through every day? And the third thing is really, really simple, and I'm going to give you one to work on. But by the way, in all three of those areas, in your health, your happiness, and your financial abundance, what do you do regularly over and over again? You might say, well, I go to work every day. You know, I eat, you know, cereal every morning. I watch a lot of TV that makes me feel good or whatever. Whatever the cycles are, it's no judgment. I want you to write it down. And once you write it down, that's where you are. That's the second part of the GPS, okay? The next thing I want you to do is I want you to, in those three areas, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in your health, for example? And one thing that I've always done, and I encourage you to do it as well, grab a mentor, grab an example, find somebody that you can model. Look at somebody. For myself, my father was my model that I always looked at because he was healthy, you know, through his whole life. And he taught me things. He got me on a cycle of doing things. And I use that as an example. And I just did what he did. So find yourself. And, you know, it's great now. It's easier than it's ever been. Go online, go on YouTube and find examples. find examples of people. I talked about it last time. One of the guys that I used as an example of for health was a guy that was, when I started watching him, he was 114 years old. Now, am I going to be 114 years old? I don't know. However, I do know that if I do what they've done, I stand a better chance than doing what the masses do. No pun intended. So in that area, health, what do you want in your happiness? What do you want? Find an example of somebody that you think and that you look at and you say, that person has a great attitude, great life, great, you know, all of those things. And the same with finances. Find somebody to model. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what industry to go into or whatever. I am going to say this. At this cycle that we're in right now, there's never been more opportunity to be wealthy than right now. And what I mean, and by the way, I shouldn't say never, because 2 years ago, there was a great opportunity for people to get healthy because they had more time. There was a great opportunity for people to get wealthy. And by the way, people did get wealthy during that time. There's a great opportunity to get happy during those times as well. And it's happening right here now as well. So you've got a choice. You can look at it and go, well, it's gloom and doom. Just watch the news. Or you can go, wait a minute, this has happened before. Let me find other people that prospered during those times. Listen to them and do what they do. Add that to my cycle, which is the next thing on your list. What could, should, would you do to adjust your cycle? Write it down. Eat healthier. Walk more in your health side of it. Drink more water. All of those things that I talked about on my last podcast. You know, I have these things. It's the air we breathe, water we drink, food we eat, thoughts we think, moves we make, words we speak. Adjust those things. 1% every day at the end of the year is 360 degrees, 360%. And so first off, make those suggestions. And then lastly, do something about it. And what that means is every day, schedule it and do something about it. Take a look at your list. At the very least, take a look at your list just to remind you. And go, oh, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Not, I wish I would have done this. I can do this. I can do this. Stick to it and do it. If you need reminders, obviously, you know, I always use my phone to remind, you know, I'll tell Siri to remind me to, you know, take a look at my list or to do something, whatever, in an hour so that you hit it. The last thing I'm going to say is this on that subject. And that is this. If I was to say that there's one thing that I would encourage everybody to work on, and that is your level of optimism. Optimism. And optimism doesn't just mean, you know, everything, you're looking at the brighter side of everything and every cloud has a silver lining. That's not what I mean. Optimism to me means your options, to look at your options. You see, when most people, when stuff happens, maybe even including when you're hearing the stuff that I'm talking about right now, you might be going, oh gosh, you know, I'm here, I'm that, I'm overweight, or I'm this, I'm not broke, or whatever. That's not looking at your options. That's looking at the negative side of things. That produces what's called cortisol in your system. Then that causes you to go into what's called your parasympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. You got two choices, run away or fight. And neither one of those is going to help you go further faster. It might get you out of the jam in the moment, but it's not going to help you go further faster. Instead, you want to go into your sympathetic nervous system, which is chill, relax for a second and go and look at this. These cycles have happened again. I can do something about it. I can make some adjustments. And then all the things that you just wrote down are your options. That is optimistic. Lastly, I'm going to say this. Whenever you do this, whenever you go back and you look at your list, whenever you do anything at all, write something down, take some action or whatever, always praise yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Put a smile on your face. Do something. Shake that ass. Do whatever it is to cause yourself to create some sort of good feeling inside, because the brain will release that other beautiful hormone called dopamine, and the brain always will go, well, what just happened before then? I want to do it again. And that will step up your trajectory, if you will. It'll also step up your ability to step up and do things. And so please take this stuff and use it. I'm telling you now, you know, when I learned this stuff years ago and I did exactly what I said, you know, I wrote it down, wrote my cycle down, wrote down where I am right now, wrote down what I wanted, and I wrote it. And by the way, continue to write it more than once. And then I said, what do I want? And then took action in doing it. Made all the difference. Back in the 80s, just to give you an idea, when this cycle came around again, depression came around, housing prices were falling and crazy like crazy, I bought a bunch of real estate back there. And by the way, I didn't have any money. There's lots of different ways to do that. And as I still benefit from those right now. And each time a cycle comes around, including this one right now, I take advantage of that as well. So listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. Thank you so much for the gift of your time. And if you have some curiosity about this thing called neuroencoding, which is the ability to program oneself and others so that we automatically default to our best thoughts, behaviors, so thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It is a science. Just go to neuroencoding.com and check it out. And I'd be more than happy to serve you in that way. And remember, as always, life is exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune, whatever you deem fortune to be, fortune favors the bold. So the trick to life is to boldly step up and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and this has been Further Faster. And I look forward to seeing you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.